256.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
To start out this segment talking a little bit about both politics and the resource sector, I'm chatting right now with my friend Malcolm Gissen. Malcolm is the co-portfolio manager of the Encompass Fund. It's a mutual fund based out of the Bay Area. Incredibly successful fund. But you know what? We're not going to do a commercial for the Encompass Fund today. We're going to talk a little bit about initially politics and the effect that some of the events that are going on and around the world could have on the price of gold. Malcolm, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to be here, Al.
Okay, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on in the Middle East. I want to get your views on the relationship between Israel and Turkey. I want to get your views on what's going on with the Israeli interception of the ships that are heading for Gaza. I want to talk a little bit about why this is very, very relevant to the entire Middle East and also relevant, in my mind anyway, to the price of gold. You are on, sir. Number one, what's going on in your mind between Israel and Turkey?
As you know, Al, Turkey has been Israel's perhaps only and best friend in the Middle East. The Turkish government, since the 1920s, when they established a new government, have tried to be a secular government and not allow the majority Muslim population to dominate the government as it does in other Arab countries. Seems to have changed recently, as a majority of the people seem to want to have more of a religious bent in the country. This has pressured their government, and their government seems to be moving in that direction. There's always been a split between the government leaders and the military, and a great desire to try to maintain a secular government. Now it seems, with what's happened in the past week, this government is moving towards becoming more religious, and relations with Israel have really been strained. In the past day, we've seen the Turkish prime minister talk about Israel losing its most important friend in the region, and I believe yesterday the president of Turkey, President Gül, G-U-L, said on television that Turkey will never forget this attack. In Israel's defense, Israel maintains that their soldiers were in danger when they intercepted this flotilla. Their soldiers acted appropriately. They're doing an investigation now with all transparency to try to determine what happened. And if, in fact, the Israeli soldiers were in danger and it was appropriate that they use force, what happens then? Does Turkey back off? I think this has also focused attention on Israel's blockade. They're concerned that the Palestinians and some of the Palestinian groups and their leaders have said they only want to have Israel extinguished. There's concern in Israel that the Palestinians, if this blockade is no longer in existence, will be bringing weapons into the Palestinian territories, and the rockets that have been continually shot into Israel from these territories will only get worse.
I'll tell you what concerns me a little bit. We have a real dichotomy in terms of opinion, for lack of better terms, on this particular issue. Now, from all of the investigation that I have done in chatting with friends, and I have to say I have close friends who are on both sides, Malcolm, of this particular argument. And I have to say that I, at this moment in time, from everything that I know, I am very definitely, I'd like to see the whole thing just kind of come to an end, but I don't think it's going to happen. I would have to say at this point that I am definitely pro-Israel, you know, and I may lose listeners by saying that, but just indications are to me, you know, it is what it is. I think, at the risk of getting very, very dramatic, I think that this situation, the way the entire world is now getting involved, I mean, you've got the entire world, let's not start rattling off countries, is getting involved in this situation, and, you know, there is no majority faction that's saying, Israel, you're correct, we're going to stand behind you. You know, Muslim nations, you're correct, we're going to stand behind you. It's almost lining up to be superpower against superpower. That scares the hell out of me, Malcolm.
Well, it is. It's a frightening situation. I think that Israel is reconsidering its policies. The Obama administration has been pushing for them to do that.
Right.
And the Obama administration, I think, sees an opening here to help them push Israel to abandon this blockade. But the question is, if they abandon the blockade, what assurance do they have that the Palestinians will not be importing weapons? As a matter of fact, as you probably know, Egypt has also had many restrictions on the ability of Palestinians to cross the border,
right,
fear that the Palestinians would be bringing arms into Egypt, and
mm-hmm.
it would challenge the Egyptian government. So it's not just Israel that has concerns about the Palestinians and their ability to get their hands on weapons and what they will do with these weapons.
It is a very, very frightening situation. Now, it's very, very frightening for the entire world, in my opinion. Now, historically, how does this relate to gold? And it sounds like I'm diminishing the severity of this situation, and I certainly am not doing that, not even close. But, you know, in terms of folks who believe in purchasing gold and silver for either an investment or a profit or what have you, I'm in the camp that buys it for as an insurance policy. But you know, the higher that this escalation elevates itself in the Middle East, the higher the price of gold is going to go. Right?
We certainly feel that way. As you know, Al, we began to invest pretty heavily in gold in 2001 and have built up pretty large positions in our portfolios, both for individual clients and for the Encompass Fund, our mutual fund. And we continue to do that. The Encompass Fund's 137% return last year was partly possible because of the outstanding performance of a number of these gold companies. We expect this to continue. Whenever you have uncertainty and violence and wars throughout the world, gold prices have tended to rise because people like and feel more comfortable investing in gold. We think that is going to continue. And what we see here with Turkey and Israel, we think is just another sign of the radicalization of the Muslim world. It's very unfortunate, but we think that a majority of the people in these countries are not well educated and are led by radical clerics who preach the extinction of Israel. And as long as that, and the United States, and as long as that is the case, I don't think peace is going to be possible. And whether we're talking about Iraq, whether we're talking about Afghanistan, unfortunately, we see that this will continue, this friction, this inability to bring peace to these regions.
Well, I think one thing.
I'm sorry.
No. I think one thing that people don't realize, or that perhaps isn't, they don't realize it as obviously as they should, is that the radical Muslims, and you know, and by that I'm not saying all Muslims, you know, but the radical Muslims that are, in my opinion, causing these problems, they're not just pushing for the extinction of Israel. They're pushing for the extinction of anybody who doesn't follow their beliefs, and they are firmly convinced, that is what they were mandated to do. We're not just talking here about Israel. We're talking about the United States. We're talking about Canada. We're talking about, the European countries. I mean, once people realize that, Malcolm, then I think that this thing is really going to escalate.
If what we say is at least partially true, even partially true, we see gold prices climbing significantly. And obviously there are other reasons why we think gold will do well. Hyperinflation that we see coming, it's a store of value, it preserves your purchasing power. We think these are all factors that will lead people to continue to move assets into gold.
I'm with you 100%. Okay, been chatting with Malcolm Gissen of the Encompass Fund. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Chatting right now with Howard Fitch. Howard is the president of an organization called Cambridge House. Cambridge House is, in my opinion, the best in the world when it comes to hard asset investment conferences. I have been, you know, appearing at those conferences for the last 10 or 15 years. They're located throughout Canada. They're also in the U.S. in Phoenix, Arizona, and I believe they will be taking an active role at the Silver Summit also in Spokane, Washington. These are good guys. They're very qualified. They know what they're doing, and I tell you, from an educational standpoint, if you look at these shows as being an educational forum, and if you're interested in the resource industry, this is someplace that you definitely have to make it a point to attend. This Sunday and Monday, the Cambridge House World Investment Conference will be in Vancouver, British Columbia, at the Convention Center, and Howard and I are going to chat about it right now. Howard, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, Al. It's a pleasure.
You got some great guests lined up. Keynote speakers, Frank Holmes is going to be there. Virtually all of the guests on our show, the newsletter writers, analysts, et cetera, are all going to be there. Let's talk about that first. Let's talk about the folks who are going to be there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, as usual at our conferences, I think we've brought together some of the brightest minds in the industry. When I say in the industry, I'm talking, I guess, about investing in the resource sector, typically mainly through the equities, TSX, TSX Venture Exchange. Of course, there's also some that will buy into physical gold, metals, gold ETFs, etc. But all these individuals collectively, decades of experience investing, profiting in this area. They'll be rubbing their crystal balls this weekend and trying to look into the future to some extent and give some prognostications on what we can expect to see over the summer months into the fall, etc. This would be vis-a-vis the general economic outlook worldwide, as well as you know, more specific situational aspects of the exhibiting companies. Of course, we're talking the likes of the Coffin Brothers, of the Hard Rock analysts, Rick Rule coming up from California Global Resource Investments Limited, Lawrence Rolston, Resource Opportunities here in Vancouver. We have other keynote speakers. You mentioned Frank Holmes, U.S. Global Investors, very successful. For the last several years, that fund is, I believe, one of the most successful funds in North America. John Kaiser, the Bottom Fishing Report. John has that encyclopedic knowledge of all the companies that are out there, basically. And, of course, you know, there are about 1,500 or so resource companies, and John, I think, tends to know them all.
He does.
Pamela Aiden, yeah, one half of the Aiden sisters. Unfortunately, Marianne can't make it, but Pamela will be here. We're always pleased to have her up. We have Brent Cook, Exploration Insights. Brent is a geologist who has traveled the world and visited many of the projects and has a very good handle on who's doing what out there.
I can add some
names. Editor of Morning Notes.
Yeah.
Michael Levy. Yeah, go ahead. You know the characters.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's a very interesting group of people. Let me tell you, you know, in the interest of how interest in this particular industry is really, really building, I mean, almost to explosive proportions, as our regular listeners are aware, we also provide video interviews in addition to this radio show. And Lauren, you mentioned Lawrence Rolston. 3 weeks ago, we interviewed Lawrence and put that video up on YouTube, among other sites. Upwards of 25,000 people have watched that interview. It's absolutely amazing. The Coffin Brothers, Eric had over 12,000 views. It's incredible how the interest in this particular industry is building. I also want to say, if you folks want to see what Mr. Fitch here looks like, we did a great interview with him that close to 5,000 of you have watched. It's been up there for about 2 weeks now. Go to YouTube, type in Cornell Economics Report, and you can see some really, really interesting interviews. I noticed the guys from GATA are going to be there also, Murphy and Chris Powell and that crew.
GATA's been part of our conferences for you know, quite some time now, and we're always pleased to have him. Bill's a character. He's a real individual. I think he's been a real advocate for, of course, their point of view. You know, we're talking, of course, you know, manipulation of the gold price.
Sure.
Et cetera. But they bring out a loyal group of supporters and followers to every conference that we arrange. We've given them, of course, some special panel presentation times as well as workshop times to you know, help reiterate their story. And it's always always interesting when the GATA crowd comes to town.
No, it is for sure. Now, you are going to be doing, GATA brings to mind my friend John Nadler from Kitco, and if I'm not mistaken, there's going to be a rather interesting presentation, I would say debate, at your conference between John Nadler and Frank Holmes.
You're correct. It is a debate, and it's probably, I think it's one of the highlights of the conference.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly. I think that a lot of people are anticipating this. This is going to be a debate that's taking place at 1 o'clock on Sunday, June the 6th. We actually have brought out of retirement Mr. Bob Bishop to work as the moderator. He's going to be moderating the debate between Kitco's John Nadler and Frank Holmes, who, of course, is the CEO of U.S. Global Investors. So they're going to be covering a number of topics. I mean, essentially, the debate is entitled Gold Strengths and Weaknesses, but they're going to be looking at the future of fiat money, gold's utility as a safe haven for wealth, the role of central banks in gold pricing, gold's fundamentals as a commodity and as a currency, Asia's economies, how they relate to gold, the safety of gold ETFs. So and of course, this is a bull versus bear style debate. Not that John is completely bearish on gold, you know, and Frank is completely bullish, just to color them, like, you know, in strict or absolute terms like that.
Yeah.
But they do have differing opinions, and I think it's going to provide a lot of excitement and perhaps some fireworks, and it's going to be one of those must-attend events at the conference.
Oh, there's no question about that. It's going to be one of those must-attend events. I want to congratulate you on getting John, though, to even take part in a debate. I know that numerous people have approached him in the past at a debate that I moderated down here in San Francisco. Tim Wood from International Investment Conferences debated Bill Murphy. Very, very interesting debate. Mr. Nadler was invited to participate, and he elected not to. You know, I have a lot of time for both John Nadler and Frank Holmes. I know John pretty well, and he's a very, very, very bright guy. And in terms of Frank, I've spoken with him, you know, numerous times, and he is one of the brightest light bulbs in the string. There's no question about that. Now, that, in my opinion, though, is going to be the highlight, I think, of what is a very, very great concert, what is a very, 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 very great conference. Okay, again, in terms of logistics, the conference is going to be held. Well, here, why don't you give it Sunday and Monday?
Sunday, Monday, June 6th, 7th, so we're just talking this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We're at the Vancouver Convention Center West, which mm-hmm. is the newer portion of the convention center. Our hours, essentially registration opens at 7:30 on Sunday morning. The first talks begin at 8:30 on Sunday morning, and we go till 6 o'clock Sunday evening. Monday morning, registration opens at 8 a.m. The first talks commence at 9 a.m., and we go until 6 o'clock on, or pardon me, 5:30 on Monday. Don't let me forget to mention, of course, that we have an exhibit hall with over 200 publicly traded resource exploration development companies that are going to be in attendance there. They're going to give you the opportunity to meet face-to-face with the heads of these companies to
right.
ask the questions that need to be asked of financings and development plans, et cetera. Plus, a number of these companies will be doing presentations in the various workshops as well. So everybody, I think really, if you invest in the sector, you owe it to yourself to attend conferences of this nature, and just go to cambridgehouse.com.
Okay, or click on the banner on our website.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, just to reiterate what I was chatting about with Howard Fitch. Listen, if you're anywhere near Vancouver, British Columbia, I highly recommend this weekend. I highly recommend that you go to the Cambridge House World Investment Conference. I'm going to be speaking there, as is Roger Wiegand. Roger and I are chatting right now about what Roger felt is definitely the biggest news that happened yesterday, Friday. According to the Wall Street Journal, and this is a quote, the euro sank to a fresh four-year low below $1.20 after a disappointing U.S. jobs report added to fears the eurozone sovereign debt crisis was spreading across the region. The euro already was under pressure, hitting a series of four-year lows on worries Hungary would be the next fiscally stressed European nation to struggle with sovereign debt. The worse-than-expected U.S. jobs data added fuel to the fire, causing investors to question the pace of the global economic recovery and leading them to flee riskier assets for the perceived safety of the dollar, yen, and Swiss franc. Roger, not a good situation, is it?
No, it really isn't. We've been saying for some time now that Europe is going to be the key to all this stuff. China's got their problems fresh and anew as well, but I think they're quite a ways off from having any big disasters over there, although you never know. But in Euroland, it's a different question. Openly, there's been discussion between the leaders of the central banks and nations in Europe that Greece really ought to declare bankruptcy and drop out of the euro and euroland. Others feel differently. They think that if that failure starts, then there's going to be a chain similar to that failure right behind them, which would consist of Italy, Spain, and Portugal, and perhaps some of the other ones. Ireland and the UK are very weak as well. I think the UK is weaker than a lot of people really can understand, but that's been kind of papered over, so it's not that visible yet. Poor Germany is stuck in the middle. They've got the money and they've got the power, so everybody in Europe wants their money, and they want German funds and German taxpayers to prop everybody up and save them. And from what I can see and understand, there isn't enough money in the world to begin to do that. So, and then fresh news yesterday on Friday, Hungary made a very dire statement saying that they were in a position where they might have to file sovereign debt bankruptcy. And this is really a good time to stop for a minute here and make a point different between Europe and the United States, and that is this, and I view this as very important. The United States, when it got in trouble and had to go to the government and get TARP funds, and they had to save the banks in New York and AIG and General Motors and Chrysler and everybody else that went got in trouble, the U.S. government jumped in and put the money up and stood behind them with cash, credit, bonds, whatever they had to do to paper the mess over and get it back into some kind of order. Consequently, there was a stock market rally and things came back and everything appeared hunky-dory, although we all know that that isn't true. Now, Europe's got a different problem. Europe, because of Euroland in 11 countries and 11 central banks, they don't have the money except perhaps Germany to come back and back up all these problems in Europe. Consequently, now we're seeing countries fail and central banks fail in Europe, whereas that was not the case in the United States. I think that's the major difference in this whole big mess that is really spreading its tentacles worldwide. So what happens in Europe, I think, is going to be the key to the global economy. And we've been writing recently in our letter, Traders Tracks, we think that Euro and the Euro land is going to go bye-bye, and that some of these countries are going to file bankruptcy, the little ones that have really nothing to offer in the way of credit collection or trade. And I think Germany is going to be trading in the marks, the old German marks, once again. And some of the other countries that are in the Euro group will abandon the Euro as well and go back to their old currency. It cannot happen in a few, you know, overnight, obviously. It's going to take some months, but I think it's coming.
You know, we've got some interesting things going on right now. We've been talking for the last 5 minutes or so about economic issues that are unprecedented. I mean, I've never seen anything like what's happening in my lifetime. You know, the concept of a country basically reneging on sovereign debt is something that I never believed I would see in my lifetime. We're seeing it now. That consideration is not that uncommon right now. What I find to be even more interesting, though, adding fuel to the fire, so to speak, is the fact that some of the geopolitical turmoil that's going on around the world right now. I mean, I have to tell you, at the risk of getting religious here, I'm a real student of the Bible, and as our listeners are aware, you know, and this has all been documented is the wrong word, but it's all been prophesized in the Bible about these really, really terrible events occurring. Well, I mean, I don't know, Raj, am I being overly dramatic when I'm saying that? I mean, who's to say that these aren't the really dramatic events that have been prophesized for in the Bible?
I would have to agree with what you're saying, and remember that you weren't there. But it was a wealth conference in Phoenix. I talked to Arch Crawford, who's an astrologist,
mm-hmm.
as well as a technical analyst. And he said on the July 26th or 7th, one of those days, I forget which, he said, astrologically speaking, that's the worst day on the calendar in 10,000 years. So I said, that's nice. Tell me, Arch, what does that mean? He said, well, it could be World War III. It could be a pole reversal in the country. It could be an attack on the United States. It could be any kind of bad stuff or a combination thereof. And, you know, the more we look at this stuff and it begins to sink in as to what's really going on and happening here, it's rather startling, to say the least.
You know, it really is. You look at the situation in the Middle East, you know, which is, as I discussed with Malcolm Gissen, you know, in the opening segment of the program, I mean, that's a terrifying situation. There's very, very few people who are middle of the road on that deal. And you know, when you have very few people who are middle of the road, that generally leads to, you know, no solution other than a very dramatic, and in this case, possibly violent, you know, violent action. But you look at that, you look at the situation with North Korea, you know, in terms of geopolitical turmoil, you look at the economic situations, you look at the unrest in the United States. I mean, we've got some polarity in the United States, polarization, the degree of which I have never, ever seen. And I got to tell you, Raj, I'm concerned.
I'm concerned, too. I'm more than concerned. More than anything, I fear for my family, for my children, for my friends, and, of course, for my country.
Sure.
And some people are so frightened that, you know, particularly wealthy people that are frightened, they're just taking their money and they're leaving the United States.
Well, what are you going to do?
They want to get out of the way.
Yeah, but, you know, that's not a solution. I mean,
I don't think it's a solution, and I disagree with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm an American, and I love my country, and anything I can do to support it, either, you know, personal efforts or writing or whatever, I will do so.
Sure. I have to agree with that. No, I think people who leave the country because they, you know, they don't want to stand up and be counted, so to speak, I simply do not agree with them. I just don't. I don't think that's the thing to do. I still think that the United States, you know, I was taken to task when I mentioned on this program a number of years ago, we live in the greatest country in the world. Well, we have listeners all over the world, and I offended some people, and I certainly didn't mean to do that. I really didn't. You know, I guess what I, you know, what I meant by that, and I oftentimes don't say things, you know, what necessarily, I don't say necessarily what I mean, for example, but you know, humanity, I have nothing but faith in humanity, whether they are Canadians or Americans or what have you. But I think that when people basically run from their environment because they've lost total faith in it, I think that's a mistake. And I think that the strength of humanity really should prevent people from doing that. Hey, I'm going to be right back with Roger and Steve Carr. We're going to talk about what happened in the markets yesterday. Stick around.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the Cornell Economics Report. As promised, Roger Wiegand is with me again in studio. I mentioned erroneously that Steve Carr was going to be here with us for this segment. Not Steve Carr, Gary Freeman. I wanted to get a representative from the resource industry to talk about what happened in the markets yesterday vis-a-vis, you know, not just as Roger and I talked about in the previous segment regarding the euro, but also talking about what happened in the markets at the end of the week. The reason I want to talk about that is because the Dow went under 10,000 for the first time in a while. It was down 316.13 points yesterday, as was the NASDAQ was down to 22.1785. It was off 85.18. The U.S. dollar, interestingly enough, strengthened significantly. It strengthened up $1.07 on the index to 88.28. Roger, that goes hand in hand, really, in my mind, with what you were saying, that you felt the most important news that came out this week was what happened with the euro. Well, of course, the dollar is going to increase significantly in value. But here's a question, and either one of you guys can take it. There's supposed to be an inverse relationship between the value of gold and the value of the U.S. dollar. Hey, man, they both went up yesterday. I mean, what are your comments on that? Raj, let's start with you, buddy.
Okay. We noticed...
You can't clear your throat. You cannot clear your throat.
Well, it happens. We noticed some weeks ago, I can't remember the date, it's probably about a month or two ago, the first time that gold and the U.S. dollar were rising simultaneously. It didn't last long, but it was about 7 to 10 days, as I recall, roughly. And I thought at the time that was very significant because I hadn't seen it before. Now, in that period from when that event happened to most recently, they went back to the divergence business where gold up, dollar down, vice versa. But what we're seeing now is, and there's some other indicators too that are technical, gold is up today and so is the U.S. dollar. Gold is up on fear and security and just the basic fundamentals. It's got everything going for it. The U.S. dollar, on the other hand, is a fiat currency. Bill Gross at PIMCO, the bond king, said today that U.S. Treasuries were the least dirty shirt in the pile, which is a pretty good way to express it.
Well, we've been saying that on this show for quite some time now. That the cleanest shirt in the pile of dirty shirts. We've been saying that for a long time. I mean, who wouldn't go to the U.S. dollar right now? Given the fact that the euro, the second strongest currency in the world, is down significantly. Gary, from your standpoint as the president of, a company involved in the resource industry, specifically precious metals, how do you view all of this?
Well, I mean, when I talk about this with people, which I do often, gold has always maintained its value in troubling times, and I think that pretty well spells it out. I think if, as we live and breathe in North America, we have the benefit of a lot of data and news, and everything comes around really quickly. And today it's the employment rate. Tomorrow it'll be something else. So these things move around. And every day there's a reason for this, and every day there's a reason for that. But what's unmistakable is the value of gold and the move gold's been, or in the direction gold's been moving over the last number of years, while these other indices and currencies have been falling apart. And while I could try to micro-understand it if I really wanted to, I think that basically sums it up. And I think being in the gold or precious metals business currently is a very, very good place to be. You may remember this, Al, but we were at a conference together, and I was on a panel with you, and a gentleman came up from the audience, and he was from Europe. And he had said that while we were concerned about the U.S. dollar having a problem, and this speaks to what you're saying, Roger, the dirtiest or cleaner shirt in the pile, he said, go live in Europe and see the problems. And I think the U.S. dollar is strengthening for that exact reason. It doesn't make it a good currency, but it makes it the only currency. But what's really gaining value is the value of gold. And I think it speaks, I think that whole thing just says it right there.
Well, we've been talking about that for a long time. Roger, you've been talking about it in your newsletter, Trader Tracks, ever since you started writing Trader Tracks. Comments?
Well, the other thing is that following what Gary said on gold, consistency either up, down, or sideways for traders and for long-term investing is of paramount importance. And gold, between, I think, around 2001, say right up till now, has been consistently rising about 15% a year. It's been up or down a little more, a little less, but about an average of about 15. But what's happened in the last 12 months, it jumped up to 34%. And what that says to me is it's not only been a good performer for nearly a decade on a steady background of a rising line, which is what we like to see, but it's now moving into the next phase, which is higher and is going to go faster as far as the growth of the metal and the associated markets like silver and some of the other things. So what we see next is that gold will probably go up to a double top and maybe sell off a little bit on a relief. But right after the pause, the junior and senior shares, the intermediate sized companies, all of them are going to take off again. And the big news we want to see is when do those shares, precious metal shares, diverge from the rest of the stock market? And I can see it a little bit technically on some charts. It's very difficult to explain because the moves have been so tiny, so minute, but it's definitely there if you know where to look and how to understand it. And the next thing that we're going to see is a major big move in gold. We're going to see after this next correction probably something as high as 2,100 to 2,300 in the next year coming up.
Moving away from gold here just for a second, but let's talk a little bit about the implications on the worldwide economy of what's going on. I mean, the implications truly of what's happening right now are negative for the EU, the European Union. What are your opinions about the potential ramifications of this vis-a-vis the Far East? I mean, the mainland China, in my mind, is one of the few economies in the world right now that I would bet on. What do you guys think about that? Gary, you got any opinion?
I come from the school where I don't know what to make of the Chinese economy because I don't think any real data comes out of there that we can really, pin our hopes to. Things seem to change, and I think because of the nature of how they how they keep their dollar at its value, I think it's hard to have a real clear picture of it. So I don't really know. What I do know is that the world, certainly North America, Canada, the United States, you know, before all this globalization, this isn't the first time they've tried it, but, you know, we've survived going in and going out. And so while I see Greece and some of the other big countries having problems, and I see, you know, Germany starting to get a little concerned about where they're going to land in this pile, I still think that Canada, North America, let's say, has had its time and has had its years of good prosperity with and without their help long before globalization. So while I think that media moves very quickly and people get frightened by all this that comes on, as I travel through the States and as I live in my own city, Vancouver, you know, sure, I hear and see all the hardships, but what I see physically in front of me is I don't see all those hardships in the people and the things that I do. So I don't know. I think a lot of it is just noise. I think it has real ramifications at certain levels, but it hasn't affected the people that I know as much as they make it sound like.
Roger,
you... I don't know if it's really, I don't know what ramifications really going to have other than a tremendous amount of fear, and I think that's probably contributable to the price of precious metals.
Oh, sure. Roger, are you as optimistic as Gary is?
Oh, sure. I think that there's a lot of bad news out there every day, and I'm torn continuously between reporting it and not reporting it. I don't want to come off as Mr. Total Gloom and Doom because we're very fortunate in what we do in that our kinds of picks and trading and markets and so on have done really well, primarily on the long side, because what we do is really the flip side of the general markets, I would say. You know, we're precious metals and commodities, and things are going well in that department. Getting back to China and Europe, one thing we learned this week was the Perth Mint, which is a place to buy and store gold. They said that they expect major gold sales coming from Europe based upon the euro falling. I think that's an interesting point. And the next thing is that we're seeing the Asians buying gold and silver in great amounts. China's probably one of the number two gold operators now from the standpoint of running their own mines, buying and gold positions, gold bullion and stock in other parts of the country, and they're doing the same thing with energy.
I think we're living in some really interesting times right now. I have to say that Gary and both Gary and Roger feel that the sky isn't falling. I'm not sure that I really subscribe to that philosophy right now. And the reason I say that is as I've said so many times on this program, I have never seen times that are as volatile as what we have right now. And survival, I guess the question of survival is I guess the best way to put it is that it's a matter of degree. Now, of course, human nature is going to, or humanity, I guess I should say, is going to survive. But I think the times ahead of us are going to be very, very rough. Hey, stick around. The second hour of the show is easily as good as the first. We'll be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.